Now that it's over, Jeff Floyd, the latest songbird, Jinder Harris. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, where you know we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now, soul to soul, sit down with the lady songbird, Jinder Harris. Hey, Jinder. Okay, unmute your mic. Yes.
How y'all doing?
Yes,
you know,
now.
All right. Crazy. I said, what is going on with the computer? It is not time to be doing that.
Yeah.
So.
And normally, normally you're early, and I said, okay, well, maybe.
I'm on it.
I always on it. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all right. You're here now.
And you know, I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much, William. I'm thankful for you. But you know what? This is another episode of this week's Soul to Soul Sit Down with your girl, the lady songbird, Jinder. And I am so blessed and honored and privileged to have my sister. Yes. The queen of Wiggle and Roll.
All right.
Award, multi-award winner, dancing instructor that has done line dances from anybody, from myself. She's done line dances for. She's done line dances for It Karma, Cupid, King George, Jeter Jones, everybody, you name it in the Southern Soul world, she has a line dance for you. Her name is Jackie Lilly. Welcome her to Soul to Soul Sit Down.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
She, you know, you are so, and the sweetest person. Man, I've known Jackie for so many years. She's such a sweet person inside and out. And you talk about a queen supporter, the elusive ladies and gents of Houston support so many artists out there. And I'm going to just be the first to say, she support me from day one, and I love her to death. Me and Howard love you to death. You know that already. So.
Don't make me blush.
So how'd you get started? How did you get started? Let's start back. Let's go back. How did you get started?
Oh, man. So about 11 years ago, I was actually married. But I was going through a divorce, and I wanted to get out the house and go do something because I love dancing. I always have since I was a little girl. So a friend of mine took me out. We went line dancing. She was with this group. I loved it. Loved the group. Then I got asked to actually join the group by Miss Dawn Williams. They call her Miss D. I think I got bamboozled. But she invited me to come to the group. And I met the founder, Miss Martha Allison, lovely bunch of ladies, got into the group. She started training me to instruct, which I didn't want to do even though I was a teacher, but I don't know if anybody knows this, but they feel good now. I really don't like speaking in front of people. Like, I'm so shy. I got this thing about my voice, and so I'm really shy about talking in front of people. But when I'm teaching and when I'm dancing, it just comes natural. So I started from there, started instructing, then from there, just listening to the music and feeling it, and then started choreographing, and there it is, 11 years in, instructing and dancing.
So when you first started doing that, and you know, there's so many different line dances out now. Now was did they already have a Houston line dance group out, or were you the first to come out with it?
So, the line dance group, from what my research have done, I knew there were line dancers in Houston. And when I first, joined, I didn't know about the loose ladies, but I knew about Miss Cheryl Williams, rest in peace, the line dance queen, baby. I knew about her. Mm-hmm. And then, come to find out the loose ladies, I think, don't quote me, but I think they were the first line dance group. And then after that, I started hearing about other bigger, more groups coming out. And from there, it was just like a whole family of line dancers. Like every year, we have like new groups, new instructors. And the line dance family as a whole is just one big family. When you get to know them and spend time with them, we go to each other's classes. And we teach each other. So it's just one big community. And a lot of people don't know that. Is huge all across the United States, not just Houston.
Now, when you first started with the, now, who thought of the name, The Elusive Ladies? And I know you just added in Jits on.
Yeah, Miss Martha Allison, our founder.
Yes.
2011 is when she founded the group. She started off as a fitness for women to have a place to exercise and have fun exercising, to just change their life a little bit, get out of the slump, get that exercise in, get that cardio in. And then as the years went on, guys started joining because men dance too. They love to dance, and women don't want to come dance around a whole lot of women. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So we also had men that want to dance and want to be around us. So the gents came in because now we have Mr. Coach Reese, who's part of the gents.
Yes.
And then, you know, we got a honorary, you know, Howard.
Yes. You know it. I always say it, you know, Elusive Ladies for Life, Elusive Ladies and Gents for Life. That's what we are. So, you know, when I tell you, you have created line dances for so many artists. Could you name some of the artists that you've done line dances for?
Who are you trying to get me in trouble?
I know. And you know what? 30 minutes couldn't even
probably could not hold it.
Yeah, I couldn't even hold the count of people. So if she doesn't meet you, don't feel no kind of way.
Yeah, don't feel no kind of way.
Don't feel no kind of way.
I'm gonna name some of my top people from when I first started. So I danced, and we have created a dance for one of Cupid's songs. Are You Ready for a Woman Like Me? We've done Stepping in My High Heels with You. We've done Shake and Move. That's one of my favorites. We've did several for Gina Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And like Black Horse, Country Girls. We've done a few for him. We've Audio, Man Guy, Day One, awesome. Audio. We won the war with him in 2018. We met up, created a dance for him, and it just went from there. And it's still being done. The music is still being played. Awesome guy. This was, we were already known, but we became more known with Who You Are. Mm-hmm. A lot of dance. Y'all need to go check it out. Miss Nelly Tiger Travis. Mm-hmm. I have created stuff for, we did stuff for Pokey. We've done one for King George. Well, we haven't got to work with King George, but we have created Friday night.
I can't hear you. I think we have some technical issues, Jackie. I can't hear you.
Just a lot.
Okay.
Somebody was trying to call in. You know they knows.
You know what? If people weren't trying to do that when you on live, they ain't thinking about you all day, and then they wait till you doing something.
Right? We've worked with a lot of great artists. Got to a lot of great artists personally, not just meet you here and then don't talk to you. But I've made special relationships and bonds with a lot of artists. Some of them I still want to work with. And still want to meet up and show them dances that we have created, because in the line dance world, we can hear music and just create a song.
That's the next question I was going to ask you. When you hear a song, do you automatically start creating a line dance to that song?
If the song is really hitting me personally, if it's hitting me, like I'm sitting somewhere and I'm hearing it, I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. In my mind will do that. It'll instantly started making dance moves in my head, and I'm like, I have to get it out. So I find somewhere and I go, it's a dance. I'm like, oh, that might be good. I might change it a few times. I may not.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the song. Sometimes it takes me a while for certain dances, to come out for certain songs. But then if it's like, I know it's going to be good, like hit me right then. I can do it. Like I've done one in the car driving to class and then talk the same.
Wow. So your line dancing skills is like a person that's a songwriter. So you can sit back and you can just vibe on a song that you hear and create something, but it has to fit the criteria.
Right.
you know, everybody's soul is not meant for a line dance.
It's not. It honestly is not. I think that's what a lot of people have a misconception of with line dancing. All songs are not line dance songs. They're Cupid, Big Moochie. They make line dance songs. Mm-hmm. They tell you what to do. That is a line dance song. Mm-hmm. The songs that we dance off of, like say, for instance, like Stepping in My High Heels or Friday Night or songs that don't give you any direction. Those are songs that we dance off of. Those are songs that we feel good about the music. We want to get up and dance, so we create a line dance to it. Mm-hmm. And so then if it catch on, it catch on. If it don't, it don't. It's just like really with the music. Some people might feel your music, some people may not.
And see, what I noticed with as being a singer and creating music, you know, I see the difference between y'all as being a creator when it comes to doing line dances to whereas someone like Big Moochie or some of the, you know, Cupid songs, they pretty much tell you the direction to go. But in y'all give instruction on how to do a specific song, which is amazing.
Yeah, because we have to, once we create it, like I said, Big Moochie and Cupid, kings of line dance music, kings, because they come up with dance with no problem. Well, they probably got problems, but I'm just saying. They come up with them, they make it seem easy, you know what I mean?
They make it seem so easy.
So when they come up with it, they're telling you in the song what to do. So the song is actually telling you what to do. But for line dancers that are choreographers, we hear a song, like, take Tamia for instance. The dance itself is not called Tamia, it's called Come Dance With Me. It's a country song. Joe Thompson created a dance for that. Yes. Over 15 years old. It was introduced into the urban line dance community by Kenny J. And he put it to Tamia. So there's no instructions telling you how to do the dance. You're just doing the dance. And then we have to come back and tell you how to do the dance to the song that we put it to.
That is so amazing. See, y'all tuning in, y'all just got some straight gems right there. You know, because I had no idea. I knew that the Tamia song was an older song, you know, but it's amazing how a line dance rejuvenated that song. So now it's everybody loves that song. So that's what I tell you as you know, us coming artists, don't get discouraged if your song ain't on hit right now, because sometimes it takes years before people catch on to it. And what helps is a great team behind you or someone that like Jackie Lilly and the Elusive Ladies and Gents of Houston to create you a song. And there you go. Bam. You got something that just straight up just goes off. So.
Yes. Cause I've seen, I've actually seen songs that were created like maybe 3 years ago. Nobody heard, like people heard it, but they really weren't feeling it. Then somebody go create a line dance to it. Then you got four of the line dance instructors or four of the choreographers coming back creating a line dance to it. Because all of a sudden now they're hearing it differently from what they first heard.
Right.
So don't get discouraged. Just keep on putting out good music.
Yep. That's absolutely right. Because you know, coming into the scene and people are quick to say, hey, I want a line dance in my song, but everybody's song don't make the cut.
It don't. Honestly, it don't. I mean, if they do a line dance to it, it's because they're really feeling that music. I'm kind of speaking for myself. I can't speak for everybody else. For me, if I'm listening to a song, like I said in the club, we were out and I actually heard Friday Night. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, all right. And in my head, I'm just coming up with it. I could be listening to some other things. And I like the music, but a line dance may not come to me in that particular moment. So it's different for everybody.
It is. And you know, explain how different a line dance would be for different states. I know, you know, now we move from Texas to Augusta. They have a different style or a different way of doing a line dance. Can you explain that to some of the people out here? You know, line dances aren't always universal when it comes to that.
So line dance, what I've come to realize is regional. It depends on what side of the state that you stay in, they're going to do things a little bit differently. I could be wrong, so again, don't quote me, but I've noticed that more northeast, they do a lot of dances that have a lot of steps in them and more mm-hmm. quick steps. I love that because it looks so fancy and it looks so, when they all doing it together, oh, it's so pretty. Y'all don't understand. I'll be like, oh, I got to get that. I'll be messing up, but I'll be trying to get it. You down in the South, you know, we like simple, easy, call out the steps, something that's quick and easy. We can get up on the floor, do it, and go on. But me, I like to wiggle and roll, so I got to have something that's going to wiggle and make me roll. Like I said, up north, they're more of like Chicago. They do more Chicago-style swing out. So it's more, you can see it in their dance style. You can see it in their technique. It's regional. Mm-hmm. So different parts of the United States got different forms of dancing. It's like so, music.
Uh-huh, that's right. And so how did you get that name, the Queen of Wiggle and Roll? Who gave you that name?
I kind of gave it to myself. Because what had happened was, so when I dance, I'm always wiggling and rolling. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, since they always telling us the loose ways, always wiggling, okay, I'm going to be the queen of the wiggling and roll. Because every time, the dance may not even have a wiggling and roll in, but I'm going to put a wiggling and roll in.
Yep.
So when I introduce myself, I say, I'm Jay Lil, queen of the wiggling and roll. They say, yep, that's you. That's exactly you. And it sucks.
So y'all have had the opportunity to share the stage with some amazing artists. And we're talking about the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Y'all have hung out and graced the stage with the beautiful Magic 102, Candy Eastman. There's so many different that y'all have collabed with and been in music videos with. Can you talk about that?
Oh, well, yes. Candy Eastman, lovely, 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 lovely. Some Candy Eastman, the sweet talker, the only candy mama wants you to have. She has been a big supporter of line dance, period. Miss Candy Eastman loves to line dance, and she supports the line dance community 100%. Each type of event, personal, she always includes the line dancers. We've had the opportunity to do some videos with some artists, again, Cupid. We did the Get Up with Rico C. And he's gonna kill me for not remembering his name. Oh, Lord. Big Moochie and, dang it. Y'all talking, I'm not feeling too well, but I don't know how to use the words too. But yeah. We've done a video with Raw D. We had a call with him. We've got to, audio. Again, he came to the Houston Livestock Show 1 year and performed at the small stage with us outside at the Junction. Surprised everybody and came and we got to dance with him. It's just been, Miss Martha also was featured in, Gigi Took My Man. We're gonna talk a lot.
What?
Yeah, I need to go check that out on YouTube.
Go check that out.
She was the feature, baby. She was the Gigi was taking everybody man. But it's awesome to be included into everybody's videos and just shout out to Miss Candy Eastman.
Yes.
All the artists who's giving us the opportunity. Yeah, Magic 102 was giving us the opportunity to actually perform and dance with them. Like I said, I'm not gonna remember anybody's name, so y'all chalk it up to my head and my heart. The line dance community in general. I love the family, the line dance family. My family for their support.
To me, can anybody be a part of the Elusive Ladies and Gents?
So we have an actual social club. So when you come to class, after a while, you are part of our social club. You are part of the Elusive Ladies and Gents social club. If you would like to perform with us, we got to see your dedication. Are you going to actually get up and dance? Are you going to actually be loyal to the group? Like, it's like some criteria to actually be a part of the performing group. Because we could actually do a lot of appearances. I'm like, I'm shocked because I get asked to do appearances. I get asked to do private dance instructions and not just for small groups, like for big groups. We've done the McDonald Black Heritage Conference. They had us there and we started the party for them and taught a few dances. We go to different places and party start, weddings, events, all that good stuff. It's just amazing.
I mean, the whole, and it has grown. I mean, y'all have so many members now. The beautiful thing about, and she's so humble, and I love it, because y'all pop up on people. Don't even know. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm doing a show in Galveston, you know, and y'all just don't understand the feeling that comes over me when I see them come and they got my back like that. Don't just
we gotta support the artists. I mean, hey, y'all put out good music. We gotta come and pop up. If y'all buy us, near us, we will make an effort to be there. It's just me and Martha. We come. If we can get the whole group, that's even better. And just like, I know I didn't mention, but the ZBT Awards, oh my God, Houston ZBT Awards are awesome. Y'all need to, every December. Awesome.
You in the Houston area.
Y'all need to attend.
Y'all need to go.
Houston December, area, you need.
That's right.
My first experience just to actually go without being nominated was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And just from there on out, you're going on that 12th year. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. Miss Tamisha Horn Taylor.
Yes.
And Mr. Calvin Taylor.
Yes. Calvin Taylor. And your brother. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he can sing.
Yes.
No, he can sing. He
got singing in his blood.
He got singing in his blood. That's that DNA water.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So when someone wants to come to your classes, do y'all hold classes every week?
Every week we do hold classes. We have classes on Tuesdays. We're at Sunnyside Park Community Center on Belford in Houston, Texas, from 6 to 8 o'clock. And on Wednesdays, we are at the Lounge at 6 on Highway 6 in Sugar Land, Texas, from 6:30 to 8:30. Normally, we go a little bit over on Wednesdays because they just don't want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stay and dance. So we dance and have fun and congregate.
So when you do come and let everybody know, they're in the Houston area. The Elusive Ladies are in the Houston area. Don't come trying to be cute with your high heels and stuff on yet.
Please don't. No, do not.
You don't have to.
I mean, you gotta have on some t-shirts, some shorts, some workout clothes, some tennis shoes, some socks. Bring your,
Yes.
Bring your fans just in case we don't pop it, especially on Wednesdays, because we're actually in the lounge part, so they have drinks for sale, food for sale. The food is amazing by Keely. Cooks, catering, awesome. To get you full, then you gotta come up to me and work it out.
That's right, and be ready to work out at the same time.
Be ready
time.
To work out.
At the same time. Cause you're gonna be a
good time.
You're gonna have a great time.
And even if you don't dance, we tell people, even if you don't dance, still come out, because it's just a social action, the interaction amongst everybody. Mm-hmm. It's like home. It's a family.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a stressful day. You may not want to get up and dance. You may just want to come around and be around some grown people. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If you want to decide to get up and dance, you'll get up and dance and learn a few dances, try it. But keep on moving, because nobody know you messed up unless you tell them you messed up. They might think you're okay. Special.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to go dance.
So if somebody wants to book, do y'all do private engagements? If someone wants to book the Elusive Ladies for both video shoots or movie shoots or to be at their show, anything, like, I'm putting it out there. So
Come on, movie shoots.
Come on now. Phillip,
we can do some movie shows.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
You can contact us at elusiveladies@gmail.com.
All right. And they will travel. They travel now. They travel.
Yeah, we will travel. And we're on Facebook under the Elusive Ladies and Gents. We are on YouTube under the Elusive Ladies. We are also on Instagram under EL4L. We are on Pinterest under EL4L. Do you hear me? We everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We like Lisa. We everywhere you want to be.
Everywhere. Now, you know, you can go on YouTube and you can see all the dances that they have. And they have years and years worth of line dances. So if you need to learn any line dance, you might as well go on there. So is there a new line dance coming out real soon that we need to look out for?
Well, we have a couple that are out now. Like I said, the Friday night is taking hold of everybody right now for King George. EL Friday night. If you go look on YouTube, we also have EL Summer Too Hot. We're getting ready to get back into the summer. We created that one last summer, and they fell in love with that. The song is like Chris Brown, Summer Too Hot. Mm-hmm. Real easy dance, it's not nothing hard. Mm-hmm. The instructional is out. I saw Miss Linda Sims from New Orleans. She created a whole instructional and doing a dance for Summer Too Hot. I was like, the big man doing the dance. I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, little old me, little old us.
That's what I'm talking about.
You gotta understand, when y'all got well known instructors. Not saying I'm not known, but well known instructors. Mm-hmm. Teaching your dance, doing your dance, giving you acknowledgement. That's
amazing. Amazing. That's right.
That is
that's
an amazing. Honor.
Well, I want to just acknowledge one thing before we get out of here, because y'all told you, girl, the time be flying. It flies.
It do.
Yeah. This is the first of many, many interviews with the Elusive Ladies and Gents of Houston. You definitely, if you want to interview with them, you know, I've got to get Martha on here, too. You know, I love Martha.
Yes.
And let's know that I do want to just acknowledge one thing before we get out of here. I do want to send our condolences out to the Norris Hampton's family for his recent passing. I just want to give my condolences out to his team, to Leroy Allen, Yvette Busby, for the passing of their manager, Norris Hampton. So I am so sad that I could not be there in Texas for his homegoing ceremony, but our prayers are with his family. And I want to tell you, Jackie Lily, thank you so much, my sister. I love you, love
you're
you,
so
love
welcome.
You. And I look forward to coming to Texas and seeing you real soon again. And I want to tell you, if you do want to be a part of Photo Soul, sit down. Yes, I, by the grace of God, I am booked all the way up until June. But, hey, I got July, and I have August, a couple spots open. So feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to be a part of it for this 30-minute Thursday session. And always remember, in closing, it is okay to be a fan and support another artist. I swear and I promise you, not dim your shine. Till next time.
Why not?
Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Lady Songbird, Jinder, and Jackie Lily. This has to be the fastest 30 minutes in radio. Has to be. Hey, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening out there, please, bring a friend. Share this. Don't keep it a secret. Yes. Soul to soul, sit down with the Lady Songbird, Jinder Harris. Let's talk. And let's keep it live right here on The Buzz. Hey, come back tonight. Yours truly will be here with Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, ladies and gentlemen. So, but in the meantime, I've got to drop this one. All right.